Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, happy December and happy Christmas to you all our listeners. We are so excited for the month of December to bring you our special Christmas series. We are highlighting the stories of each of our staff members over December. So you're going to hear from Jackie, from Carly, from Fiona, from Belinda. You're going to hear parts of their story, how they connected with the art of decluttering and their declutter journey. We know it's going to be amazing for you. And for those of you that have us in your homes, you're going to hear some familiar voices. It's going to be nice to be able to put a voice and a story to the people that come in and help you declutter. So today we're hearing from Jackie. Jack has been working in Melbourne with us for probably good nearly 5 years. She's compassionate and generous and so non-judgmental and has a can-do attitude, and she's just the best. So we hope you enjoy this story with Jack.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I'm Amy Ravel.
I'm Kirsty Perugia, and it's a beautiful day here, and we have another guest.
I love guest days, and this guest is a super special guest. This guest is one of our staff members and one of our good friends, Jackie.
Hello.
That's the only time I'll ever call you Jackie, I promise.
Yes, good. Yes.
I get in trouble. It's always Jack.
It is, but it's spelt J-A-C.
Yeah.
Just to differentiate.
From what?
A boy.
A boy. Yes. My sister's name's Jackie, so that's how I spell Jack.
Yes. Does she get called Jack as well?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
Her last name's McDonald, so it's Jack Mac.
Well, mine's Jack Raps.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You guys could create a band.
Her Jackie, she's actually Jacqueline.
So is this Jacqueline.
Yeah, and it's the same too. It's Q-E.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Enough discussions really about my name.
I know. Sorry.
Great start to the podcast.
It's just funny because whenever I say Jack, and I'm talking about you, like, I said, mm-hmm. Oh, I rang Jack last night. And she goes, oh, what'd you ring your sister for? I was like, no, our Jack. Yeah. Like the Jack, our mutual Jack.
Yes. Yes.
So tell us a bit about you, Jack. Tell us about your family, about what you've done career-wise maybe in the last few years.
Oh, a few years. Okay.
Or ever?
All right. Well, I started off my life as a primary teacher, which is something that I did for on and off, in between having my kids for 30 years,
really?
Maybe. Yes. So that was something that I absolutely loved, and it's part of my love and psyche. And you know that, Amy, because I taught your son in grade
That's how
3.
We
did meet.
We met over parent-teacher interviews, but very rarely we talked about test results, and we were like just becoming best friends.
Yes. Well, I think our first conversation, I asked you what you did for a job and you said you were a professional organiser, and I got really excited and said, oh, if I wasn't a teacher, that is what I would be doing. And you're like, oh, wow. And so we just talked about that most of the time when we should have been talking about Jesse, but
he was doing fine.
He was.
Well, he's not now. He's grade 3 teacher. If she had been paying more attention.
Thanks, Kirsty. So after being a teacher for quite a few years, I needed a little bit of a break, to be honest. So, I was a teacher for a lot of years, and then I had a few little, personal things happen in my family. My daughter wasn't well for a little while. My mum was sick and dying for a couple of years. So during that time, I suppose, I was teaching full time, managing a family life, trying to hold everything together, which I think I did really, really well, probably too well. Yes, and not, put all of my efforts into looking after other people that needed it. And, when everything was okay, surprisingly, that's when I sort of fell apart a little bit and thought, oh, I'm not doing too well at the moment. So I took some time off, actually, just took some time off teaching And my husband was studying a university degree at the time, so we decided to do some travel. So, Kirsty, don't be jealous. But, yes, we did quite a bit of travel that year. And, yeah, Amy knew that I was not working as a teacher and sort of, took me aside and said, we'd love you to do some work with us. So I did, and it was absolutely amazing. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. And I suppose, you know, the first time that you were interested, I made you come over to my house to have a look, didn't I, Amy?
You wanted to make sure it would, like, pass the test. I was like, this is the most minimalist organised house that I've ever been in.
Yes, so I showed her all of my drawers and everything.
Yeah, I had a look at everything.
Just to prove that I was worthy of Amy. So what are you shaking your head for,
Kirsty? Her house, like, trumps mine so much, it's not even funny.
I'm shaking my head because you don't need to prove anything to anybody.
Well, this is a couple of years ago when,
yes. I know, and the theme is still running strong, Jack.
So, yeah, so that's how I sort of fell into professional organising, working with Amy, and I've yet to work with you, Kirsty, but I'm looking forward to that.
It'll come.
Yes.
It's coming.
How long ago do you reckon that was now? When did we start together?
3 years ago.
It's been a while.
Yep. We've done a lot of fantastic jobs in that time. Oh,
do you have a favourite?
I remember them all.
I know.
I remember the intricacies of all of them and people's stories and, because you engage with your customers and clients and, you've become like their friend. I know it's awful to say, but, you really love them during that time. Just like when you're teaching, you love your kids for that year and forever. You know, when I see Jesse, even though he hates it.
He still gives you cuddles.
He actually does.
He does.
But, you see your kids and families at the shops and it's always lovely to see them. And I'm still on, Facebook sites, the decluttering sites, and I love it when people put their photos and give me updates or give us updates on that. It's really lovely. So,
So what does your family look like? You're obviously married because you go travelling with your husband.
Yes. So, I was a single mum for quite a few years when my kids were one, three and five.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was a single mum for probably about 5 years looking after them. So a lot of energy went into maintaining a stable life for them. And my house had to reflect that as well because I've got an Aspie girl who responds really well to boundaries and routines and, spaces that work and predictable, all those sorts of things. So, but I've always been like that. Even when I was a little girl, my bedroom was always spotless. I shared with my sister. So
who's
I did
the
all the
opposite?
Work. No, she's pretty good. Yeah, she's pretty good. But, I used to help my mum with the housework and the cooking and I just loved organising things. I'd change the bedroom around every couple of months and, I've always loved that. My kids laugh at me about it. They think I'm pretty ridiculous sometimes. I find it just being in control. I don't like that word.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Being in control of my surroundings so that it functions well is really important to me. And, so I've always maintained a nice, tidy house. And I actually get a little bit of stress relief if I come home from work and it's been a hard day, for example. I'll sweep the driveway or do a few little things just to keep on top of things so that I can relax. So,
Hi, Simon. How you going?
I was going to say, it's so what Simon does, isn't it?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So what are your favourite types of work in professional organising? What are your favourite rooms or your favourite types of jobs that you get sent out on us?
I love them all. I love them all.
No, I know you love them all.
Yes.
I want you to be specific.
I think one thing that I can do, and Amy will probably vouch for this, is that, you know, when I was a single mum, I didn't have a lot of money, and so, you know, I didn't have IKEA containers or, you know, great shelving and things like that. So I'm very good at using containers and boxes and all those sorts of things that you have around the house and repurposing them and repositioning really them and looking after, you know, that sort of aspect. I love kids' bedrooms because, yeah, I love kids' bedrooms.
You're awesome at kids' bedrooms. Yes, oh, yes. My gosh.
I love kitchens because I love to cook. I do a lot of cooking and organising in kitchens, fridges, pantries. Garages I do love as well.
You do.
Yes, getting all that stuff out.
And we do enjoy, like, the physical work, don't we? Like,
yeah.
It's something about just getting doing the hard work.
Yeah, and I think there's been some really big jobs that we've done together. And in particular, I remember a garage that was really, really full. And I think we just absolutely aced that with our customer, and she was so excited because we could work as a team. So Amy set up a big trestle tables outside the garage, and I just got everything down, popped them onto the trestle tables, and then Amy and the customer, you know, went through everything, and then I'd box them up and put them back, or, you know, take things out to be recycled or put them in the, you know, the appropriate bin. So, yeah, I think having two of us at a job that's a really big job like that, even some of the homes that we've done, Amy, you know.
We've done so many. I was just thinking we've done heaps of interstate jobs together
too.
I don't travel anymore without my Jack.
Yes, yes.
I've been on more holidays with Jack than I have with my husband. But can you
remember? Have they been holidays though?
Well, yes. When you get home,
Yeah, I usually cook Amy dinner.
She cooks
every night.
I'm sorry, girls. That's not a holiday. Going and doing work.
It is for
and
us. Then,
yes.
It is for us. It is.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying I'm sorry that that's your definition.
We love
a definition of a holiday. I'm fine with the cooking part.
Yeah.
But the definition of a holiday is to actually rest or see sights and seeing somebody's garage.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We packed up a whole house in Perth. Yes.
Perth job was incredible.
That
was
fantastic. Yeah, see, that's the right word for it. Job. Not holiday.
We have a great time.
And that's fine because when you work, you should be having a good time. It's I've got no problem with you ladies
we
having
We actually
fun.
Enjoy each other's company.
We do. We have a great time.
I am not having a go at that. I am saying that the definition of going interstate is work. Don't and you say, can have some fun at work, but it's not a holiday.
Nuh-uh, sister. Don't they say that a change is as good as a holiday?
But so it's not.
It is.
I'm telling you.
I think she's a bit jealous, to be honest. Yeah.
I think she wants to come with us. I think I'm eat your food.
In desperate need of a holiday.
Yeah. I think, Kirsty, next time you can come with us on our holiday, okay?
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
Okay. You have done many interstate jobs/holidays together. Tell us about them, girls.
Okay, which one do we want to talk about?
Oh, where was our first one? Was Tassie or Queensland our first interstater? I think it was Tassie.
Tassie was fantastic. We went to the beach.
Oh, Tassie was beautiful.
On our holiday.
And the best souvlakis ever.
Yes, we did. We did have the best souvlakis over there.
I'm just going to block Kirsty out at the moment, but they, like, it's awesome. So what happens is when someone wants an interstate job booked is because of the nature of it. So usually clients might book like once a week or once a fortnight to get a job
normal
done.
Suburban.
Correct. Yeah. Local.
Clients. Yeah.
Or they might say, hey, I'm going to take 3 days off work, so let's do it quickly. But the nature of an interstate job means you have to fit a lot of hours into the day and a lot of decluttering in a short period of time because the longer you're there, the more expensive it is for the client.
Yeah.
And so we do long days when we're interstate and then we just, like, even if you finish at 5, you've got, like, the whole night.
Yes.
Oh, so good. But Tassie was beautiful because we both are not very good in the heat.
Yes.
So Tassie was awesome. Remember the Brisbane job, the humidity on that job?
Yes. Whoa. My hair was really bad during that.
So good. And we've done regional jobs. We did
Well, the Brisbane one was a corporate one, so that was great as well. We had to transport a lot of boxes.
Yep.
Yep.
We've done some really good interstate jobs.
Yes.
What type of clients do you have the most fun with or you feel like you offer the most to?
Well, that's a great question. I I love kids, obviously. I do have a rapport with kids, and obviously I've taught a diverse range of children during my career, you know, children with disabilities, autism, lots and lots of different types. So I do really love working with them and setting up systems with them, because I think that's really important that they have ownership over that, over the systems and organisation that are set up. So kids, yes, I do like working with kids. And anyone, Amy, I love our clients. Yeah.
You love people.
I do love people. I love hearing their stories and, you know, connecting with them, and that makes it, you know, a really beautiful experience for us helping people, but also for our, you know, our clients to feel that they can connect and be open and honest with us as well. That's really important.
We love you.
And you're also really, really good with teenagers. Yeah.
Except my own.
Isn't that the story for all of us?
Actually, that's not true.
You are very good with your own.
Yeah. But your own get to you quicker than strangers' children.
Yes. Like, and look, I understand that, because when, you know, a mum of teenagers says something, what do you know, mum? But when, you know, you're a professional organiser and you come into somebody's home and you're working with the teenagers, the mums love it, or the parents love it, because, you know, you're somebody different. The teenagers respond. May listen to you a little bit better than what they do to their parents. So, you know, that's where we can be really useful in coming in and working with teenagers. And I've worked with autistic teenagers, as you know, Amy. I loved her. She was awesome. She was fantastic, because she was very similar to my girl. So I had some great strategies and humour that worked with her as well. Yeah, so I'm happy to work with anybody. Yep, anyone who needs some help.
What do you love doing in your spare time other than cleaning your house and cooking for Amy on your holidays?
She's still going back to this, isn't she?
She's not going to let it go.
Never. I'm never going to let it go.
What do I do in my spare time? I love travelling.
She's looking at me cheeky because she knows how much I love travelling.
Yes, I do love travelling. And I love researching things about travelling, as you've seen from my overly long and descriptive Facebook post from my last trip. But, I actually spent a bit of time on the Art of Decluttering community page and checking through people's posts, because it's really nice to look through and see where people are at and see the support, to be honest. Like, the support for your community members is just beautiful. And that's probably one of the reasons why I wanted to come on today, because, you know, Jackie Rapsey likes this or makes a little comment and people are probably thinking, who is that? it's me. I'm not just some random person. I'm somebody who reads and likes things and, you know, wants to go on the journey with you and give you that encouragement. So
we should just make you a moderator and then people will know.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, perfect. And that's why we wanted you on, because we love you. We're so proud to have you on our team and we wanted people to get to know you.
Thank you.
We had Carly on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But you're on, you work even more with Amy. So we wanted to make sure that people in Melbourne in particular, but, you know, when you come to my interstate jobs.
For a holiday. Yeah. I'm open to that.
Hamilton Island, here they come.
We'll be going on proper holidays, Jack. people in Melbourne who would love to have the Art of Decluttering come in physically to help them, then you are our go-to girl.
Yes,
and
thank you.
You're part of our team. And also, as you said, the Facebook community and our Head, Heart and Home course benefit from you as well.
Love it. Yes.
Jack, I love it when we get client inquiries for Melbourne and they might say something. I'm like, oh, Jack's your girl. Like, I know last week we got an inquiry for a family where both daughters are on the spectrum.
Yep.
And I was just saying to the support worker, oh, my goodness, I have the perfect staff member for you. And I think that's beautiful, as the three of us and team members that come on, we can go, oh, Kirsty is your person for that. Like, she just has experience in that and understanding and knowledge and compassion, and we can really match people. I think that's a strength that we have and that we're growing in as well.
Yeah, I think so too. So I'm heading off to work with that awesome client this Thursday, which I'm really excited about. Yes.
Well, we really appreciate you. We called you, you know, sent you a text message a couple of hours ago and said, can you come in? We really want to talk to you on the podcast. So you drove all the way from your Lambie to help them.
10 minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
So things I do for you.
I know the sacrifice, being picked on and teased by me. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We adore you. I adore your love of eucalyptus oil and mints that are so strong I can't have them because it blows my brains off. And the fact that you drink the wrong version of Diet Coke.
Oh.
You drink that weird one.
You've never brought that up as an issue before. I thought you were going to say you drink too much red wine. I was going to say, damn it, why did you have to discuss that?
I thought she was going to the red wine as well.
No, yours, Coke Zero. Kirsty,
and I wanted to say I love your compassion for our clients, but I also love your interaction on our Facebook pages. Like, you're always, always encouraging, always supporting, and I really appreciate that, and I am really looking forward to doing some jobs with you in Hamilton Island, so or actually preferably Italy. So if anybody's listening that wants Jack and I to come to Italy, because Amy's never going to Italy.
Oh, really?
Why not? You don't want to go traveling.
I don't have a travel bug.
Oh. Yes, Jack and I clearly do.
Yeah, so I'll go to Hamilton. And you guys can go to Italy.
Oh, gladly.
Yeah. We're your international people.
Correct.
Jackie and Kirsty.
Yes.
Not Jackie and Kirsty Thompson, but Jackie and Kirsty from the Utter Decluttering.
We'll come and do your international trips.
Yeah. Because
unless it's New Zealand, in which case iBag's going. You can go everywhere else. Okay. Do you have a review for us, Kirsty?
I do have a review.
Don't forget to rate and review and leave your review on iTunes for us for all the reasons that we tell you every week.
Yes. This one is from Jax. And Chloe.
Did you leave a review, Jack?
No, it's Jax and Chloe and M's mum from Canada. She says that the Utter Decluttering is a must listen. If you don't know where to start, start here. Hands down the best podcast if you want to find motivation to get your home, life and family in order. Thank you, the mum of Jax, Chloe and M's.
Hopefully Jacqueline, Chloe and Emily.
I don't think it may not be Jacqueline.
Oh, is it a boy Jack?
I don't know. It's okay. J-A-X.
Jax.
You guys always argue about
names.
Thank you.
We should have two copies of them rather than just me looking over at Kirsty, who has a copy of it. I hope that you kids keep your rooms tidy for your dear mother.
Yes.
She needs you to. Yeah.
Yes. All mothers need their children to keep their rooms tidy.
We sure do.
Some dads too.
Yes, that's true.
If you're ready to have Jack or Kirst or myself or anyone out to declutter, send us a message, hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au, and we'll get back to you. And if you live outside of Melbourne or Sydney, you can either pay for these girls to travel anywhere in the world, or we can connect you with organisers in your local area. Jack, thank you.
You're welcome. Lovely chatting with you girls.
We love
you. Have a good week, everyone.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.